24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide, bringing you the best and the brightest from all around the world and helping you to be productive in every single area of your life. I want to thank all of you who've been chiming in, who've been commenting, who've been sending in questions, who've been rating and reviewing the show. If there's anything that we can help you with, any questions that you'd like answered, remember to contact us at contactliveproduce@gmail.com. That's contactliveproduce@gmail.com. Today, I want to talk to you about a topic that many leaders, young leaders, have an issue with, and that's building authority, credibility, and respect. Building authority, credibility, and respect. As a young leader, the first thing that you need to understand is that you need to be fair and consistent. Whether you have a multiplicity of employees or you only have a few, great leaders understand that being fair and consistent is important. Now, leaders lead, and leaders also build other leaders. But it starts with you being fair and being consistent. Now, when we think about that first topic of being fair and being consistent, we would say to ourselves that life is not fair. And I would totally agree with you. But when you are leading others and you have multiple people on the team, you've got to learn how to be fair and to be consistent. The last thing that you want to do is to be an inconsistent leader and not seen as being fair, because people will follow those who they know, like, and trust. And you build trust by being fair, by being consistent, and by leading from the front. The second thing that I want to talk about that young leaders need to understand is you must learn how to communicate effectively. You must learn how to communicate effectively. I cannot tell you how many times in my leadership career where communication was the key to a success or to a failure. And communicating effectively has transformed not only my life and my leadership, but all of those who I've led over the years. So when speaking, make sure that you are clear, make sure that you are concise, and make sure that your communication is effective. And you do that by not only speaking, but making sure that what you said is understood. Now, I'm going to say that again, not only speaking, but making sure that what you said was understood. How do you do that? Speaking has multiple components to it. You have a sender and a receiver. The sender has to make sure that the thought that is conveyed is actually received in the manner in which it was conveyed. Because if you're listening to the sound of my voice now, I can say something with an intent, but what I said or how I said it may not convey that specific intent. So young leaders, it is imperative to understand that communicating and communicating effectively is important to the mission of you earning and building authority, credibility, and earning the respect that you desire. What does communicating effectively look like? As a leader, you may have to write out your top points that you want to convey. And when conveying them, you may want to stress specifically how, when, what, why. How, when, what, and why. Because if you don't do that, you're going to send mixed signals and people may be confused. So communicating effectively is a skill, it's an art that must be worked out when it comes to being a good leader. The third thing that I want to share with you today, when we're talking about authority, credibility, and respect, is to involve those who are around you in the decision-making process. If you are building a team, as an example, you are the final authority, but you want to ensure that you involve the team as a part of the decision-making process. People will value your leadership when you allow them to give some form of input. That can simply be stated, what do you think about this? How would you go about accomplishing this? Is there anything you would like to add to this? Whatever this is, this just happens to be the mission. It may happen to be the process. But at the end of the day, if you're expecting progress from your team, if you're expecting people to go out and actually do what you're asking them to do, which is leadership, it's influence, getting people to do what you know needs to get done, you're going to have to involve the team in the decision making. Again, the ultimate and final say may come from you as a leader, but you want to involve your team in the process. Now, let's move on to another piece of building authority, credibility, and respect. You must have a thorough understanding of the processes and procedures that your people who you are leading, you must have a thorough understanding of the procedures in which they are performing on a daily basis. They may have a battle rhythm, but there are procedures that may govern that which you have them doing. And as a leader, sometimes you are thrusted into places where you don't understand the day-to-day process. But what you must do is dig in. I call it excavation. You must dig in and find out the day-to-day processes and the procedures so that you know exactly what to expect. You know the timeline in which you can expect it, and you know how it could be done. Notice I said could be done, because a good leader, although they may know the process or they may know the procedure, the how is up to the individual. Ensuring that they get the job, the task done, and making sure that they get it done in an effective and efficient manner. Hopefully this is making sense to you. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down today. We're talking about building authority, credibility, and respect. The next thing that I want to share with you is that good leaders, great leaders, memorable leaders, always have a positive and an enthusiastic attitude. The goal here is, if you're expecting your employees to be positive, if you're expecting the team to be positive, if you're expecting great outcomes, then you have to come with a positive mentality and an enthusiastic attitude. I've often led hundreds of people, and I would know that if we came in that morning with a down mentality, then productivity would be down. If you came in that morning with a positive mentality, productivity would be up for the day. And it is recognized throughout all industries that your mentality and your attitude will determine what we would call your performance and your altitude. So, young leaders, it is important for you to understand not to wear your feelings on your shoulders when you are leading others. Come in with the right mind, the right heart, and the right mentality and attitude, and watch how they perform for you. These are things that I'm sharing with you that I've experienced over a lifetime, but I know that they work. And I know that if you practice these simple principles, that you will get peak performance out of those whom you lead. Now, walking around with a positive mentality and an enthusiastic attitude doesn't mean that you are oblivious to the obvious. There are times when you must be serious. There are times when you must be stern. There are times when you have to drop the hammer as a leader. But if they know that you are a person of positivity, if they know that you always have an enthusiastic attitude, they know that there's a time for reprimand as well. So don't get caught up in the actual part of it. Make sure that you're paying attention to the whole. You know, even in families, you're going to have days when you have good days, bad days, and even outright ugly days. So in leadership, it will be the exact same. But what we're saying here is that you have to know that performance hinges off of the leader. Now, it is often said that everything rises and falls off of the leader. And I often tell you that I believe everything rises and falls from productivity. So if you're going to build your authority, your credibility, and respect, then you've got to be productive. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? I hope that you all are picking this up. So here we go. Let's dive into the next piece. Young leaders, it is, again, absolutely essential for you to do this one, especially when leading small or large groups. You've got to learn how to confront and deal with poor performance. You've got to learn how to confront and deal with poor performance. You see, good leaders are going to help you to get to the next level. Lackluster leaders are going to let you stay the same. And outright horrible leaders are not even going to address the issue. So what kind of leader do you want to be? As an aspiring leader, you want to make sure that you confront and deal with poor performance straight up and straight out of the gate. Why? Because what you focus on is what actually gets done, and what you let perpetuate or what you tolerate will be perpetuated in your leadership. I'll give you a prime example. If we were talking about school-age children, when you're a substitute teacher and you come in with a lackadaisical mentality, the students will run all over you. And then one day you try to come in with a stern mentality and a get or done mentality, and the students turn around and they laugh at you. Why does this happen? Because number one, you didn't come in from the beginning and off top with ground rules set. So the way that you came in is the way that they're expecting you to be. And although you say, I can change, yes, you can, but the first impression has already been made. Now let's take that from the flip side. The flip side is a substitute teacher who comes in who's about their business. They come in, they give you an outline, they give you a structure, and you get to work. They make sure that they confront and deal with those who are out of order right off of the top. And then the next time that substitute teacher comes in, they decide that they're going to be a little lax. Well, the first thing is the students are not going to know what to do, but they will appreciate a little bit of the laxness, but they won't get out of control. Why? Because they've been mentally trained that this is a substitute teacher that you don't want to mess with. Now, as a young leader, you must understand, who are you going to be? Are you going to be that stern substitute teacher that comes with structure, discipline, and order? Or are you going to be that lackluster substitute teacher where other people run your ship? You decide. So again, young leader, I'm talking to you. Learn how to confront and deal with poor performance straight up and right off of the top. And on the flip side of that, I want to share another side of the coin. You want to make sure that as a young leader, whether you're leading small groups or large groups, that you give recognition for a job well done. Oftentimes where leaders have issues is they're too far to the left or too far to the right. And let me explain. As a leader, you have to learn how to strike a balance or a harmony with authority, credibility, and respect. And how do you do that? You learn how to balance when you have to correct and when you praise. When you have to correct and when you praise. So when we're talking about giving recognition for a job well done, that is imperative. But you can't be on the high side of it to where every single thing that is done, you come in with recognition, because then there would be nothing to strive for. You want to build an organization and a culture that success is a daily occurrence. You also want to build an organization and a culture where you know that people will work hard for you. And I have found over the years that recognition and recognizing your people for great work only yields good results. I've never met a person who hated recognition. Now, they may tell you that they shy away from being recognized publicly, but they appreciate the recognition for what we would call a job well done. The next thing I'm going to share with you today is ensuring that you take the lead. And how do you take the lead? You take the lead when we're talking about authority, credibility, and respect as a young leader by being what we call proactive. Proactive. Being proactive means that you're not sitting in the posture of what I would call the two R's. You have those that react, and then you have those that respond. Now, let me help you as we dive into that. When you have to react to something, it means that you've been caught off guard. When you have to react to something, it means that you've been caught off guard. But when you respond from a place of understanding, a place of knowledge. So as a leader, you have to take time to understand, as we said earlier, the processes and the procedures that you are dealing with when it comes to your organization. So when something happens, how do you know who the leader is? The leader is he or she who leads in the midst of chaos. The one who understands how to respond versus react. So be proactive in this regard by helping your people to be what I call researchers, to be what I call those who observe, to be what I call those who develop. Real leaders help and develop their people. I hope this is all making sense to you today. We're talking about authority, credibility, and respect. And it doesn't matter what industry you find yourself in, all of these tips, tools, principles, strategies, and philosophies will help govern you to become a leader who has authority, credibility, and respect. Now, let's talk about the big word in the room. As a leader, it is important for you not to accept procrastination. You all know how I feel about those three nations: hesitation, stagnation, and procrastination. But when you are leading and leading from the front and building leaders of leaders, you have to make sure that you eradicate procrastination. Procrastination is that deadly monster that comes to steal and kill your productivity. So if you're going to be a productive leader who is building their authority, credibility, and respect, you've got to crush the head of procrastination. And simply put, folks, procrastination is something that you do when you know you can do it at any given time. You may have the skills, the abilities, the knowledge, the tools, but you're going to rest on your hind part and decide, I can do it when I'm ready. Great leaders build other great leaders. And great leaders know that procrastination will kill your productivity. So make sure that you are aware of the procrastination and that you deal with it head on. And you teach those who are under you how to eliminate that distraction. I think lastly, I'm going to talk to you about accepting responsibilities for your mistakes. Great leaders can look themselves in the mirror and appreciate the mistake. Because the one thing that we know is if you've ever tried anything new, you will make a mistake. So making a mistake doesn't mean that you toss the person away, because the person is going through a process, and how you treat them will determine their progress for the future. So great leaders understand and take responsibility for their mistakes, and they teach their people how to do the exact same. Let me give you two bonus points here. In order to gain respect, you must give it. So great leaders, emerging leaders, young leaders, be sure to respect people, not just your employees, not just those who you partner with or have some type of dealing with, but respect is a two-lane highway. You make sure that you drive down your lane correctly. And a person who walks with respect and gives respect will be respected. And lastly, what I'll tell you as an emerging leader, as a young leader who is building a team or an organization, great leaders enjoy what they do. There's a quote that I wrote many, many years back that has helped me to transform my life. And that is simply, do what you love. And when you do what you love will do you well. So enjoy, young, emerging leader, the process and the progress of developing the authority, credibility, and respect. I hope that you all enjoy this show. I believe that we all want to lead from the front. And I know that when productivity appears, you will lead and lead well. I'm Dr. Vern, and every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide, we endeavor to bring you the best and the brightest from all around the world. And in this case, we're talking to you, young emerging leader, who is looking to build your authority, credibility, and respect. And you may not even be a young leader. You may be someone who's been leading for a while, but maybe needed to polish up on these principles. These are proven principles, time-tested principles used all around the world. And when you use them, your life will be better, you will be better, and the people whom you lead will be better. Because when the leader gets better, everyone produces well. All right, friends, I appreciate you. Once again, thank you so much for chiming in every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. Make sure you go download the app, folks, the Bashani Verke app, to continue to get all of these great streaming shows. You have some dynamic people who are on, who are giving you awesome content, what I call food for your soul. So tune in. Don't forget, it's every single Friday right here on Productivity 360. And you know what I always say. I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, get out there and live to produce. I'm Dr. Vern. Be productive or be replaced.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.